Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Divorce Girl Smiling Podcast. My name is Jackie Pilisoff, and I'm your host. I'm the creator and editor-in-chief of Divorce Girl Smiling, the website, the podcast, and the mobile app. I don't think there's a person on this planet who does not experience stress, fear, and anxiety. Especially in today's society, we all have it. And the difference between people who are healthy and happy and the people who aren't is how we deal with stress, fear, and anxiety. So that's what I want to talk about today. The name of this podcast is actually Stress, Fear, and Anxiety, Two Women Talking. And the other woman that I have with me is a really good friend of mine named Ruth Schwartz. And we're going to talk about this. So Ruth, thanks for being here.
Thanks for inviting me. I really appreciate it.
Well, I can't think of anyone better because you are somebody who has told me in the past that you used to have a lot more stress and anxiety than you do now. And you've spent a lot of time in your life working on it and finding ways to manage it productively.
Yes.
So tell me why people experience stress in their lives. Why do we have so much stress? What is it?
Okay, so this is interesting because I come from a family where there's multiple generations of people that have had horrible anxiety and depression and panic attacks. And as a child, I witnessed it and it within my very close family, and I thought it was hereditary. And I started getting it, and it would slow me down, and it would really drain me a lot, and it would help. It would actually almost paralyze me sometimes because it would my thinking wouldn't be allowed to be who I really am because it was all consuming. And so I started on this journey to help myself because I just knew there was some other way to be living than the way I was feeling and thinking all the time.
You wanted to be happier, healthier, and have a better quality of life.
Yes, and mm-hmm. I didn't want to be feeling nervous and having anxiety all the time and being afraid of everything. And so I really went on this journey.
All right, so I think people listening are like, oh my gosh, this is great. I can't wait to hear what you did. Before we get into that, though, I want to know, because I have my ideas, but I want to know if you agree with me. Everyone has stress, fear, and anxiety about things. So for the listeners, you know, Ruth and I are two women in our 50s, and we both have kids.
Oh, Jackie, I'm the next number above 50.
Okay, but you don't look it.
Thank you.
I mean, Ruth is gorgeous.
Jackie's my biggest fan.
but also we both have kids. So that's a stress right there. Right. If your kid isn't happy, right. You're not happy.
Yeah, you're only as happy as your saddest kid.
Completely.
Right.
Then there's jobs. So I do want to tell my listeners what you do. Okay, so everybody listening, Ruth Schwartz is a financial professional who focuses on life insurance, long-term care, and retirement planning. Okay, now that's a stressful job, Ruth.
Yes, it is.
And by the way, if a lot of people who are listening who are going through a divorce, I want to tell you that part of your divorce decree might say that you or your ex have to obtain life insurance. So if that happens to you, I want everyone to reach out to Ruth. And you can find Ruth on Divorce Girl Smiling. She is one of my trusted partners. And we've known each other for what, over 10 years?
Yes, definitely.
And so we both have stressful careers trying to make money and put food on the table. And then there's social media and all that kind of stress. You might see something that upsets you. So there's all of that. Then there's aging parents. Then there's, let's see, what am I missing? Spouse, your relationship.
Just what's going on in the world, mm-hmm. right? And just other people around who may be feeling down or, you know, very affected in their own lives that, you know, we pick up on other people's energies. And we actually end up being very much like the five people that we spend most of our time with.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
And
say that again.
Yeah, it's proven fact that we become like the five people that we spend the most time with. And so sometimes we need to take a look at who are the people that we are spending most of our time with. Are those people that we want to be more like, or are there other people that we want to be more like?
Or are the people that you're spending the most time with, you don't have control over it because it's your husband or your kids, and you have to recognize what you love about them and what you don't, and then make sure you don't become the things you don't like.
That's true too.
Okay.
But you also, Jackie, I shouldn't say you, I'll tell you my own experience. Like, there are things about my husband who I've been with for 35 years now, even though I know I'm only 29, as you said, but you know, there are things about him that I would prefer characteristics that he did not have. And earlier in our marriage, when I was experiencing more fears and anxieties, he would add to it, and those traits would add to it. And I would be very angry at him, and I would blame him. It was all his fault that I was feeling the way I felt because he did A, B, and C, or he said A, B, and C. And then I learned that only I can take responsibility of how I feel. I can't control someone else. I could only control myself.
I love it.
Okay.
All right. Now, Ruth, there's a lot of people listening who are going through a divorce. Mm-hmm. So that is the other stressor. Can you imagine having all this stress and anxiety, and then you're also going through a divorce?
Yes.
So I love what you said about the control, because for people listening, you can't control how your ex is going to act. And if he or she is stressing you out and causing you fear and anxiety, you can take control of your anxiety and not worry about things you can't control from him or her.
And Jackie, when you say that, I'm sure there are people listening who are saying, listen, this is BS because my ex is causing my finances to change, causing my living situation to change, maybe even causing my children to treat me differently, and maybe even our own friends are treating me differently. So how can you say that I cannot, you know, allow him to or her to do that?
Okay, so how do you answer that?
That's unfair. But the truth is, even though it could be hard, it's very simple. We can control how much we allow other people and other things to bother us. Okay? Mm-hmm. And even we can control how much pain we're going to allow it to give us. We can control what we think about it. We control how we act about it. And the way to do that is to change. It's like a paradigm shift in our thinking, right?
All right.
And the only way I got healthier and happier was to really shift my mindset about the same exact situation that used to bother me. Okay.
All right. So let's talk about that. Tell me how I can get less stressed.
So here's the thing. The person suffering the most when you have anxiety and fears is you, right? And so I started by just surrounding myself with more positive people, positive thoughts, positive books. And like, you know, one of my favorite books was by Dr. Seuss, Oh, The Places You'll Go.
Okay.
Which we
by the way, Ruth brought that today to my house to do this podcast. And I was like, why does she have a children's book? So now I understand.
And you know, there's just like little pages here, and I'm gonna just read a couple of them, right? Mm-hmm. You have brains in your head, you have feet in your shoes, you can steer yourself any direction you choose. Okay? You're on your own. You know what you know. And you are the guy who will decide where to go. So Dr. Seuss was saying stuff like this in the very beginning. This is in the very beginning of Oh, The Places You'll Go. Mm-hmm. It really is about all the places your head will go, your mind will go.
Either good or bad.
And your thinking will go. Uh-huh. And you can choose which way you go. The bang-ups and hang-ups can happen to you. You can get all hung up in a prickly perch, and your gang will fly on, and you'll be left in the lurch, right?
Okay.
And you know, and when you're in a slump, you're not that much fun. Unslumping yourself is not easily done. But and we can go on and on, right?
So isn't it interesting that from a young age, Dr. Seuss was actually trying to help people alleviate stress and realize that you only have control of yourself. But what you're saying, Ruth, I think, is that you also have control of your thoughts. You can go to a really bad place. I'm going to give you an example for people listening. Let's say you're going through a divorce and you're sitting around one night and you're by yourself and you're stressing and you're going, oh my gosh, I have a hearing. What if the judge gives custody to my ex? He's going for more than I want. What if he gets this? What if is a horrible two words. Take it out of your vocabulary, I tell people. And your mind, like Dr. Seuss is basically telling, oh, the places you'll go, is going to this horrible place of here's what's going to happen. So Ruth, what should they be thinking instead?
Okay, Jackie, I love that question because here's the thing. You're describing fear, okay? How do you spell fear? F-E-A-R.
Okay.
Okay. What does it really mean? False evidence appearing real. False evidence appearing real. F-E-A-R.
Where did you hear and that? Because I love it.
So first of all, it's in many different spiritualities, modalities, positive podcasts that you can just go online and you can Google, you know, transforming fear. And Penn State University did a survey on fear, okay? And I'm going to mess up the survey because I didn't bring it, but here was the bottom line about it. They surveyed Penn State. They surveyed a lot of people, hundreds and hundreds of people. And it turned out that less than 8% of what we are afraid about actually happens. The other 92% is all stuff we make up in our own mind.
It's what if.
It's all what ifs. Mm-hmm. And we create it. Mm-hmm. So I'm going right back to what I said before. We can change what we think about and how we allow it to make us feel and think. Jackie, let me ask you a question. If you're sitting there before you're going to go to court and you're thinking, what if this, what if that, what if that? How is that serving you in any way, shape, or form?
It isn't.
How is it serving you to be nervous, anxious, to be sweaty?
So what should they do instead?
So try the opposite. Try positivity. Try just even writing down what you want to have happen. What do you want to attract to you? Sit down right then and there. Take out a piece of paper. Write down two things. Write down first, what are all the worst things that could possibly happen? Right? Okay. That you don't want to happen.
Okay.
Okay. And then I know this sounds really really funny and really, you know, stupid. Either shred it or burn it. Put it in a bowl, bring it outside, put it
rip
in the fireplace,
it
burn it. Write it all out. Get it out of you. Write, do it. It could be in 2 minutes. It could be in 2 hours. Get it all out, write it, and burn it. And then write instead how you want it to happen. And you start by saying, I'm so happy and grateful that I went to court and the judge really understood my situation and was very compassionate to me. And I couldn't even believe it, but my ex was respectful, you know, and just the opposite of whatever you were afraid of.
Okay.
Write the opposite of what you want to happen.
Right. Or you could say, the judge is going to rule in my favor. And if he doesn't give exactly what I'm going for, I'm going to make it work out. It will work out fine. And I'm going to leave here today feeling so much better that this is behind me. And I'm going to go home and my kids are going to be getting home from school at that time. And I'm going to hug and kiss them. And we're going to watch our show and play Scrabble tonight or whatever you're going to do. You're right. Isn't that a better way to think than the what ifs?
It's just healthier. And it doesn't matter what's true and what's not true. You can't control what's going to happen. You can't. It's whatever's going to happen is going to happen.
All right, Ruth, tell my listeners, though, what you can control.
You can only control what you think and how you allow it to affect you.
But you can also control yourself as a person, making the best possible decisions
exactly.
You can.
Yes.
Being a good person, trying to give back to the community and the world, trying to do nice things for people, trying to be a great mother. Make a list of everything you can control because you can't control anything else.
And by the way, the more You were using the word trying a lot, Jackie, and I'm inviting you to change that into being the best mother, not trying to be the best mother.
Okay.
Being the best mother.
I think you should go into life coaching.
Believe me, this is all from my own life journey, for sure. But here's the thing. You have to understand that as much as you're suffering, and no matter what, how horrible you perceive the situation right now, every single thing happens for a reason. And it may not be the reason you chose right now, but if you were in a relationship that wasn't good and it wasn't working, you can't find a new, healthier relationship until you get rid of the old one, because there's no space for a new person to come in. These are just the laws of the universe. This is the natural laws of the universe. If you're in a relationship that isn't serving you, a new relationship can't come because there's no room for it. It's the same thing like if you have your closets all cluttered, when you clean them out, then there's room for new, you know, happy stuff, right? Mm-hmm. So it's the same thing in our lives. Everything happens for a reason. We're never dealt anything that we can't handle. It's how we decide to allow it to affect us. And that is where we have control. And when we're in fear or anxiety, we're that way because we feel like we don't have control, but we do have control.
All right. Now, I love this so much. I think this is going to be my most listened to podcast of all time. All right. I want to ask you, if someone's listening to this and they're saying, wow, I love everything Ruth is saying, and I wish I could be more like that, what should they do? Where's the practical advice on where to go for this?
Even though it sounds stupid, go get Dr. Seuss's books. So I like to watch videos. I go on YouTube all the time. I just Google, you know, spiritually overcoming fear, spiritually overcoming anxiety, attracting things, thinking into results. Okay, that's one thing. I did this course, Thinking into Results, with Bob Proctor. Okay, I'm not getting anything for this. But that course taught me, and you can listen to a lot of his seminars for free, even 2, 3, 4, 5 hour seminars for free on YouTube. And it's how to think and get results based on what you're thinking. You choose what you want to think, you choose what you want to have, and then you can bring it into your life. And also books. Here, I brought another book, Jackie, okay? Mm-hmm. It's called The Monster is Real. It's a Kabbalah book. Kabbalah is one of the...
Whoa. I want to back up and talk about Kabbalah, because for the listeners, Ruth got me connected to a Kabbalah class, and I've been to about 5 classes. I'm still in the middle of it. And I absolutely find, first of all, that the people there are amazing because they're all positive thinkers, like Ruth is talking about, but also the curriculum or the rules of Kabbalah, is that what they're called? Like the rules of principles of Kabbalah are all rules that take away stress, fear, and anxiety.
Right.
I mean, it's such a wonderful way. I remember, Ruth, I don't know if you remember this, but like 6 months ago, I called you and I was really stressed out and I was going to take this deep breathing class. And you go, you just need to study Kabbalah and then you won't even need the breathing class. Remember that?
Yes. Exactly.
And really, the principles that I've learned so far are complete ways to deal with stress. If you think like that, you will have so much less stress. So look into Kabbalah if you're listening to this. Ruth is talking about this Kabbalah book that she brought. Go ahead.
Okay, so Kabbalah, it's K-A-B-B-A-L-A-H. But these books are literally a 1 or 2 hour read. And they have all these topics. So this one topic really helped me a lot. It's called The Monster is Real: How to Face Your Fears and Eliminate Them Forever. And this is a Kabbalah book. It's a monster. Our fears is a monster, and the monster is real. And you open up the book, and I'm going to read an excerpt from this book, because I tell this story to myself and to others all the time. Okay?
Okay.
And this is kind of what I mean about choosing what to think about. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
So there was an old Cherokee who was teaching his young grandson life's most important lesson, okay? And this is what the grandfather Cherokee said to his grandson. My grandson, there is a fight going on inside each of us. It is a terrible fight between two wolves. And he continued. He said, one wolf is evil. He is anger, rage, envy, regret, greed, arrogance, self-pity, guilt, resentment, and lies. He's false pride, he's superiority, and he's ego. That's one of the wolves that's inside us all the time. It is battling the other wolf. The other wolf, the second wolf, is good. He's joy. He's peace, love, serenity, humility, kindness, empathy, truth, compassion, and faith. And the grandson thought about this for a moment, and then he asked his grandfather, which wolf will win the fight? And the grandfather replied, the one that you feed.
I think they told this story in one of the Kabbalah classes.
Okay, but this is life for everyone. Even if you never look at a Kabbalah class, all spiritualities do teach this because it is another rule of the universe. Your mind, like I tell people this way, it's like there's two radio stations going on in your head, right? Mm-hmm. And one is saying, be fear, be anxiety, be depressed, you know, drain your energy. And the other one is saying, you know, be happy, you know, be alive, be your purpose, be your goal, and you are stronger than the anxiety and the fear. And the one that's going to win is the radio station where you turn the dial on.
Yes.
Right? They're both there. We all have both in us. How come some people are happy all the time? How come other people are not? It is a choice. And we think
100%.
We think it's hard. We think we can't do anything about it, but it's not true, Jackie. We can. It's so simple, but it's not always easy. Why? Because, Jackie, we have a habit in our own personality where we let things bother us, or we only have so much energy. And by the way, we have infinite energy. Why? Because we're spiritual beings with unlimited energy. Our spiritual beings are just living inside our body. Our body's like the hotel of who we really are, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, anyone could look at this like we shed light, our energy, you know, I'm sure a lot of you have heard of this. We are energy beings. And our energy is what causes our thinking, not our bodies, okay? Mm-hmm. And our thinking also makes us how healthy we are in most cases, and makes us how much energy we have, and the way we think helps to see if people are attracted to us or want to be around us, right?
Absolutely.
And we feel other people's energies, and it's based on their thinking, right? Mm-hmm. And that's how we can become what we want to become, as long as we turn the dial down on the negative station in our head and the dial up on the positive. As long as we feed that wolf, that's the happy, positive, joyful one, and we starve the wolf inside of us that's evil and negative.
All right, now I'm going to tell you a story. Before I started the Kabbalah class last year, I went to a few sessions with a therapist whose whole practice was about anxiety.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
So I went to her and said, I don't want to live this way. And I had a lot. Okay. Now, when I went to Kabbalah, I was hearing a lot of the same things that she was telling me in Kabbalah. So I emailed her and said, did you by any chance study Kabbalah? And she's like, no. So these are universal principles.
Yes.
And the way that this therapist said it to me, and I absolutely love her, she is great. She said, whenever you hear that voice in your head that says, you know, like at the time I had this fear of driving on the highway, and I'm like, oh, I gotta go drive to my son's school, and I'm like afraid to drive. Not that it was keeping me from doing it, but it was preventing me from experiencing the whole thing with such joy because I was so worried about it. She said, whenever you feel that way, you have to just don't react to the negative thought. If you have a negative thought, brush it off like it's like a water on a raincoat. Just brush it off and don't give it attention. Or like a toddler who's pulling at your leg, mommy, mommy, mommy. he'll stop if you just stop giving him attention. Same thing as stop feeding the wolf. Just stop.
So let me interject here, because what you're saying is true, okay? But it's hard. It's hard. It's like Jackie, when I say to you, do not think about a pink elephant. No matter what you do not think about a pink elephant. What's going to happen?
I'm going to think about a pink elephant.
Exactly. Okay. So a lot of us know, and I have experienced through my entire life, that when you're feeling the fear and the anxiety, I know I shouldn't be feeling it and I shouldn't be letting it do what it's doing to me. But sometimes it's running me instead of me running it. So one of the tools that I've used when I'm in a predicament like this is to pause. Just pause and breathe. Just pause.
That's what they teach you in Kabbalah.
It sounds like we're promoting Kabbalah class.
We are, by the way.
So if you just pause and breathe and you just, you know, just pause and breathe and relax and then start to think of, what could I think differently? What could I write down that's the opposite of how I'm feeling? What could I do to get myself around more positivity? What book could I read? Let me pull out All the Places You'll Go, or music that we love.
Music, or you could say, I'm going to write down three things I'm grateful for in my life right now.
And if you are writing what you're grateful for, then what happens is you are turning that dial to positivity up, and the dial to negativity automatically has to go down. It may be sitting there waiting to get turned up again, but you have total control if you're going to allow it to come back in.
Okay, can you believe it's been 30 minutes? Like, I can't believe we have to wrap this up.
Fine.
Because you were like on a roll. But I just can't believe how fast this time has gone by. Ruth, I seriously think you should become a life coach or a stress management therapist. You're listening to the Divorce Girl Smiling podcast with Jackie Pilisoff and my guest, Ruth Schwartz. And I want to say one more time for my listeners, Ruth not only is a wonderful friend, a really good person, and somebody who everybody would want to be around because of your positive energy and lovely personality, but she is also a financial professional who focuses on life insurance, long-term care, and retirement planning. And I'm telling you, if you are going through a divorce and you need life insurance, or you have any questions, reach out to Ruth, and you can find her on divorcegirlsmiling.com.
And it's important to know I don't charge a fee. Mm-hmm. I'll look over stuff. Almost everyone I know has something. I'll look over it. I'll tell you what to do, even if it means you go back to the person you're already working with and they end up fixing it for you. I don't have an agenda. I just want you to be in a better place because you talk to me.
And then you get the free anti-stress, fear, and anxiety. So, Ruth, thank you so much for being on the show.
Jackie, thanks for having me. I really enjoyed our conversation.
I just loved it. I want to leave everybody with one thought, and I'll give Ruth credit for it. Fear, F-E-A-R, false expectations appearing real. That is the acronym for fear. If you want to learn more about Ruth, you can find her on divorcegirlsmiling.com. If you want to read more articles, listen to more podcasts, watch videos, and find other resources, you can go to divorcegirlsmiling.com. Thanks so much for listening, everyone, and we'll talk to you real soon.